Kansas lawmakers just can't seem to get on top of the state's budget problems. They can't even agree on what's causing them. Some say it's the economy. Others say it's Governor Sam Brownback's income tax cuts. Whatever the reason, tax receipts are coming up short month after month, even though revenue projections have been lowered several times. Last year, lawmakers were forced to work overtime to pass the largest combined tax increase in Kansas history to close a $400 million gap in the budget. But it's clear that Republican leaders don't want a repeat of last year. Representative Marvin Klebb, an Overland Park Republican, chairs the House Tax Committee. And even after learning that the state had missed its February revenue target by $54 million, Klebb pretty much ruled out the idea of another tax increase.
There's certainly going to be no movement for tax increases until we start to see March and April figures, and I don't think we'll see any movement then. The governor has made it clear he doesn't want to look at any tax increases, and I think the legislature isn't going in that direction either.
Brownback says he wants to solve the ongoing budget problems by, quote, managing spending. So as soon as the February revenue numbers were public, he ordered the state's Regents universities to cut their budgets by $17 million. Meanwhile, lawmakers are rifling through the couch cushions for cash. They're considering a spate of bills to generate more revenue without raising taxes. One would force cities and counties to turn over more of the traffic fines they collect to the state. Another would abolish something called the Kansas Electric Transmission Authority and sweep all of its money into the state general fund. And still another would pave the way for the sale of the Kansas Bioscience Authority along with its investment holdings. The governor and lawmakers are hoping to get about $25 million for the Economic Development Agency.
There's this real desperation to get through this session, get through the election without having to raise taxes.
Senator Laura Kelly from Topeka is the top Democrat on the Budget Committee.
And so what we're doing is we are looking for every asset that we have to sell it and to pocket that money into the state general fund. It's absolutely sad because these are the kinds of things that can't be undone. Once we make these moves, once we sell off the Bioscience Authority, it's gone. It's somebody else's baby.
But some lawmakers are taking a longer view. They're trying to solve what they believe is a structural problem caused by the Brownback tax cuts. Representative Mark Hutton is a Republican from Wichita. He wants to repeal one of those tax cuts, the one that allowed more than 300,000 business owners to stop paying taxes. Brownback and his legislative allies say the business tax exemption is creating jobs, but Hutton says his analysis doesn't show that.
So far, the state spent well over $700 million on what essentially is an economic incentive program for LLCs and sole proprietorships and partnerships. I believe that that has not yielded a very good return.
Hutton wants to reimpose the business tax, but he wants to use the money to slash the sales tax charged on food and groceries from 6.5% to 2.6%. But he says other lawmakers may have other ideas about how to use the money.
Whether or not this ends up actually reducing the sales tax or not on food, I don't know. I mean, it could get hijacked for state general fund.
If so, we'll know in a couple of weeks when the tax committee holds hearings on Hutton's bill. I'm Jim McLean.